This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden, and I'm out driving around Pompano Beach with photographer Joanne Rahman in December, doing her number one favorite thing to do, talking to everyday people doing everyday things.
How are you doing?
I'm just out here listening to Christmas songs.
You are?
Yeah,
I see that.
This special one here makes everybody reminisce. This the greatest black group, it was Temptation.
The Temptation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Rahman was born in Trinidad and immigrated to Miami in 1996. And listening to people, and sometimes their favorite Christmas songs, is all part of her mission to get to know Florida's working class black communities, then document them through her photography.
The streets are filled on the weekends with children riding bikes, adults hanging out, people stop in their cars and chat with each other from window to window of the car. There's a sense of community, like everyone's kind of connected, and even if they're not, there's that opportunity for them to connect.
Her project is called Black Florida. Today, she's on Northwest 4th Avenue in Pompano, listening to Jerry Lester and taking his photo. Lester lives here, and he's got the rear hatch open on his Chevy Blazer, jamming out and reminiscing about men's platform shoes.
We called them stacks back in the day.
And if you wanted a pair in Broward, you knew right where to get them, the flea market on 31st.
All of us guys, we would go there every week and get a different outfit. Hat, shirt, shoe, yeah. Everything to match. I had an Afro bot like this. Them early 70s, them were some good years.
Yeah. On the other side of I-95,
hi.
Rahman drops in on Pastor Frankie Rawls in Collier City.
Hi, Pastor Frankie.
Hey.
I'm just getting in from Jacksonville. We late.
Pastor Frankie and half a dozen family members are buzzing around her kitchen, making candy apples for a baby shower, her first great-grandchild.
My oldest granddaughter.
Back in the car, Rahman says this is a reoccurring theme in her work.
Food. You know, people are constantly feeding each other. The kitchen is definitely, not the dining table, the kitchen is the meeting place.
And if you're in the kitchen, you better get busy.
Usually the parent will tell you, what are you doing standing there doing nothing? It's like, you can't just do nothing. You have to be helping or get out the kitchen or get out of the way. Oh, I love this.
As we drive through Collier City, Rahman rattles off a list of communities she's photographed.
Liberty City, Pahokee, Fort Pierce, Overtown.
To get there, Rahman drives her black Hyundai Elantra with a twisted antenna. She bought it in 2010 with 35,000 miles. It's got 102,000 now.
Jacksonville.
Part of what Rahman is trying to do is to show a different side of neighborhoods that often get a one-dimensional treatment, one of poverty and violence.
My focus is on what happens in spite of that, the simpler things that are often overlooked, that keep the communities functioning and help sustain the people who live there.
50 miles to the northwest, kids in Pahokee whiz by on bikes as Rahman walks up to the apartment of Breanne Smith. Smith is always happy to see her.
You know, not too many people highlight Black Florida, and not too many people who do highlight it have anything good to say about it. So I like it. I think she really wants to highlight the positive more so than the negative.
Back in Collier City, a handful of people are playing checkers outside the house of 80 years young Miss Sally Mowgli.
Every day they play right out here under this tree.
Miss Sally's mom bought this house in 1962 for $9,000. She's lived here ever since. Two bedrooms, one bath. 16 children and grandchildren were raised in this house. Miss Sally loves living in Collier City. She's a neighborhood matriarch. She cooks dinner on Sundays and makes plates for all the young guys and gals on the block. They call her mom.
He said, I got it.
Like most of her subjects, Rahman stops to see Miss Sally again and again. And it means a lot.
It's so wonderful to see somebody that cares about what's going on around you. You know what I mean? Somebody shows some interest in you, how you live and what happened to you. That makes the person, like me, feel real good. Because somebody cares, you know?
Yeah, it is a celebration of everyday life. It deserves to be celebrated. I feel really grateful that people allow me to experience what life is like in their home, on their street, in their church, in the barbershop. It's nice to have people come out and greet me and, you know, just hang out in the streets with them, and just there's a warmth to it.
You don't get that in Miami, where you live?
No, 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 no. Where I live, no one does that.
By day, Johan Rahman works in a South Beach real estate office. She lives in a sterile mid-rise apartment complex in Miami, overlooking Biscayne Bay. Been there for about 3 years, and she says she doesn't know her neighbors.
The only time you see people outside is when they're getting into their cars to go to work. There's a little courtyard. No one hangs out there. People just kind of lock themselves away.
Growing up poor in a town called Laventille Hills, outside Trinidad's capital, Port of Spain, Rahman got used to the richness that comes from needing others and from being needed.
There were times we didn't have food. Then I would go to my neighbor's house and they'd feed me. Everyone just kind of looked out for each other. And you never felt that you were... I never felt alone. And I miss that. I miss it a lot.
And until she finds that feeling in Miami, she'll keep driving around and talking to people. Hopefully, she says, in an RV with Black Florida painted on the side.
And people would say, oh, Black Florida's in town.
There's a reception for a new exhibit of Johan Rahman's work this evening at Bailey Contemporary Arts in Pompano Beach. The exhibit runs through March 31st. You can find more information and a gallery of Rahman's photography at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden.